This is Adam Nutter.
And this is Greg Trout.
And we're Nerds with Words, and you are listening to the BS Podcast Network.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. And we're live.
First time ever.
First time ever.
I'm trying to see it live on my feed. Oh, there I am.
You're going to confuse things?
No. I'm going to mute it.
We'll do it live!
Oh, it's there is a little bit of a...
There's a delay, yeah, so definitely mute it.
Yeah, thank God there's a delay. So, okay, so I see myself. It's really weird. Can I like it? I'm going to like it. The two Bobs like it.
Well, that's good.
Wait, I don't want to like it as the two Bobs. I want to like it as me.
This is difficult. See, now everybody's seeing what goofs we are.
I know.
I see there's one person watching, and there's one thumbs up, so that must be you.
That is me.
Or us.
That is me. We can keep an eye on it, and then if we see anybody watching, we can look for comments and such.
Other such shit.
Other things.
Let me play the music. We'll make it kind of official and dive right in.
All right, let's do it.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hi, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 47 for Monday, January 1st, 2018.
We have a great episode for you this week. We're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. We'll do a little bit of a review of some of our best moments of 2017.
We'll talk about the worst passwords of 2017. And this week, we've got another double dose of crazy news stories.
Wow, we did it. We didn't even skip a beat, and it's the first time going live with it.
Yes, I was petrified all day that I was going to say 2017, and I don't know what would happen to it and what would happen to me, but I was nervous. So like writing checks, and as a kid when you changed over and you had to fill out your papers to turn them in, I usually think for the first week it seemed like it just was habit to put the old year, and yeah, the old habits die hard.
Yeah, it would have been. I'm glad it was up to you to get that done, because I totally was said 2017. I would have definitely caved. So I'm glad we were able to get through that, start the new year off on the right foot. Not only are we starting a new year, second year of the Two Bobs, but also we're on Facebook Live too as we're recording this, and we're gonna see what kind of shit show we can come up with here.
Yeah, something definitely new. So there might be a few kinks to work out, but hey, as luck would have it, we have a little bit of a tech background between the two of us, and we'll figure it all out. But how was your Christmas?
It was good. Enjoyed it just like I thought. It was just nice, relaxing. Enjoyed it. I was asking for a white Christmas, and you know, God, if we didn't end up with a thunderstorm warning on Christmas Eve, and it dumped probably about 6 or 7 inches on us, so you know, it was a winter wonderland on Christmas Day, which honestly was nice. If there's a time that I want snow, as we've talked about before, it's on Christmas. So, how about yours? Did you get anything good?
Yeah, well, we got no white Christmas at all, unfortunately, but we did have a good time. Spending the time with family and getting together with everybody and seeing them. And mostly for us, it's pretty much about the kids. So as long as the kids are enjoying themselves, then that's the big part for us.
Great. What was your favorite present?
Well, my sister gave me some socks that have little beer bottles on them and like little beer mugs. So that was pretty cool. But I got a nice Packers shirt from Melissa that I'll be wearing for the last game since there are no playoffs for us this year. Got a gift card from my mother-in-law to go down to the new brewery, which we happen to go to this week. Yeah, those were some highlights. I got a cool thing to hang up on the wall here from my sister-in-law that'll probably be up there by next week. I'll get it up in the next day or so. I just didn't get it up for the show, but I'll put it up there. But it's a cool little bottle that you can put your bottle caps in. So as I have a beer each week, I got a stack of bottle caps back there, and that'll allow me to display them on a wall.
Oh, that's cool.
It'll look cool.
That's cool. So yeah. I got a bunch of stuff. I got this hoodie from Kelly. Thanks. Actually, kind of the you know, I'm a sucker for like techie gadgety stuff, right? And one thing that I got that is actually I've used every day is pretty cool. It's a temperature controlled mug called Ember. And that's at ember.com. But my in-laws got it for me. It was one of those things, like my father-in-law texted me, was like, hey, what do you want for Christmas? And I sent a bunch of stuff over, you know, some clothes, some shoes, some things like that. And I sent this just saying, you know, maybe he'll, if they have, you know, $150 more they want to spend on something, then this was a thing that would be cool. I wouldn't buy it myself, but if I received it as a gift, cool, and they end up getting it, but it's pretty cool. It's a travel mug. It holds about, I think, about 12 ounces in it. What's nice is they have like the warming plates or that you can get, you know, that you just sit on top of the desk or table or something like that, and you put your mug on it, and it keeps your beverage warm for, you know, however long. This is cool though because there's a lithium battery and a heating element built inside of the mug. You know, you can take it. It lasts about 2 hours or so. But you can take it with you. You can put it on the charging plate as well. So, like, if you want it to last all day, you can just pick it up and put it back on the plate. But in those moments where you need to leave, you have a meeting, you're not sitting at your desk at work or something like that, you can actually take it with you, and it will keep your coffee at whatever perfect temperature you want. So, like, I have mine set at 130 degrees, but there's a ring at the bottom. You can twist that. You can set it higher or lower. There's an app, of course, that you can get for your phone that tells you what level your beverage is, and then, you know, what temperature, and you can adjust the temperature remotely if you wanted to do that for some reason. But yeah, again, it's pretty cool. It retails for about $150, so it's not cheap. It's not necessarily like a quick stocking stuff or anything like that. What they also have, though, is I was looking, they have a ceramic mug as well, which is more of your just traditional coffee mug on their website. And I want to say that's like $70 or $80 or something like that. So that's a little bit cheaper. You know, it's pretty cool. It looks like that's like the newer of their two things. So depending on how this goes, maybe at some point I get the coffee mug too. you know, that part's a little bit cheaper, but you know, got a bunch of good stuff, including that. And, you know, I don't know. I ask for nothing. I get a bunch of, so finally, like, I come up with a list of things and I get like all the things on the list. I'm spoiled. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that's, I think, as we get older, we just tend to want to make sure that the kids are happy. So I have a hard time coming up with things for myself because I also buy throughout the year and even really throughout the month of December. So it makes it hard. And if I can come up with a list for somebody of something that's not that expensive, but something that they can buy that's going to be a surprise that I'm not going to be, I guess, a little bit too anxious to go ahead and get beforehand, it's very difficult for me to do that. So kudos to you for actually doing that. I think I probably have to start planning a little bit more ahead and finding things that I'm not going to be anxious to buy myself in order to do that. But that mug sounds cool because for the longest time I've used like a little hot plate that I have on my desk at work, and I'll set my mug on it and then it'll heat it. Kind of like the Yankee Candle has a very similar thing where you heat the candles instead of lighting. I mean, it melts the wax and the scent goes around. But I've had that for a long time, and that mug might be kind of cool because then if I take my coffee around to either meetings or conference calls or something like that where I want to have the coffee, it'll actually be self-sustaining the heat rather than depending on that mug warmer. So that sounds like a cool thing. $75 might be a little bit steep, but I think really for the cost of that mug warmer these days, they go on eBay for the one that I have for $25. So if you're going to use it that much, I think it's probably worth it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Again, I'm a coffee aficionado, if you will. So
yeah,
it'll definitely get its use, and you know, so good stuff. But what else you been doing while you've been off for the last week? I know it feels like kind of. I hate when I'm off like this amount of time. It just anytime over a week, because I'm just like, you know, I'm already thinking about Tuesday. Oh man, it's Thursday already. I got the weekend, and then you know. But really, I mean, we still have a good, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But we still have a good 4 days off to enjoy before we have to go back to work. But you know, I'm still kind of thinking about that Tuesday. But I've had a good week, nonetheless.
Yeah, it's creeping in. I've been trying not to do a whole lot just because I really need time to decompress and just forget about everything. And I was tempted to check my work email today, but I decided, no, I'm not going to look. And I told them if anything comes up to just text me. And I haven't heard that, so I resisted the urge to even just check in. But we went to yesterday, I mentioned that gift card, but yet we went to the Two Silos Brewery, which is in this area, which has only been open probably a couple of months now, and tried some of their beers. We had a flight of the beer. We had a bunch of food. We had a nice pizza, almost like a Southwestern dip selection, which had homemade guacamole, cheese, salsa, and some chips, and then had this big giant Bavarian pretzel. And a few more of the beers. Probably the highlight was the Imperial Stout, I think. Melissa and I both liked that a lot. And there's a picture that I put on Instagram, and that's what I was drinking at that point. And then she actually got two glasses of it later. They had a really good gingerbread ale, which I was a little skeptical at first, but it wasn't really sweet, which was nice, but you did chase the gingerbread in there, which was good. So it was a little bit something different for winter. But overall, the beers were really good. I'm excited to go back and maybe get a growler of something to have on the show one week.
New breweries are you know, it's I always feel like maybe they're just trying and they're just trying to figure out how to make beer, kind of. Like, so I'm glad to hear that you had a good experience there. And gingerbread, too. I mean, you can fuck up gingerbread. Like, you gotta watch gingerbread closely.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just nervous that it was going to be sweet. So I actually ended up with a glass of it later on just because it was just the right. I mean, everything was just right about it. It was not too sweet. You had the gingerbread in there. It had the ale flavors that I like. So I was pleased with it. Did you guys head out to do anything like that?
Yeah, actually, last night, Kelly and I, we went over to Royal Oak, which is it's like a hangout. It's like one of those like little downtown, just hangout area, you know, cities, kind of hipsterish. Not too far from here. And we went to Hopcat, which we had gone to Hopcat in Kalamazoo when we were there for a wedding earlier this month. Well, technically, December. So, depending on when you're
whenever the hell that was.
In December. And, you know, so we went there last night and, you know, had a good time. I had a couple new beers that I haven't had before. They have just, they're just known for their craft beers selection. They have probably 100 different beers on tap. So
nice.
I think more than that, and just a lot of really good craft beers too. So, and their food's good. So we had some poutine. Actually their fries are just so good there. So anyway, had some poutine, I had a burger. It was a burger. It was stuffed with blue cheese and bacon. Oh, no. And then it had blue cheese and bacon crumbles on the top, and it was good.
I love that, and I get something very similar to that at Red Robin, but it always has to have a big thing of water with it because the bacon and the blue cheese are so sodium, you know, so salty that you just really need something to chase down with it. And I like to have a beer with it, but I really need at least a lot of water with it because it's going to dehydrate me pretty quickly. But I love it.
Hold on. Kelly's, because we're going live here, and Kelly's she's struggling finding the feed.
It should be right there on the Two Bobs page. There might be a little bit of a delay to it, but anyhow, do you want to talk about what we're going to be drinking tonight?
Let's do it.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Odie.
Beers.
What do you got?
I don't know, because I didn't pull up the fucking page. Hold on a second. Okay, so what I have this week is from a brewery that I love and know well and love. It's Dark Horse Brewery. They're based out of Marshall, Michigan, and this is the Trace Blueberry Stout. It's part of their like stout series. They release once a year. It comes out in November. So really, availability, it's kind of like that November, December, maybe January, if any of the places that carry beer have any in stock or that they're holding on to. But it's pretty limited availability throughout the year. So anyway, I got this one today. I just to be honest, I was like in a fucking panic for a moment because I realized that I had bought some beer earlier in the week and started a drink. I bought a six pack of this and started drinking it, and I put it on the I put it on a little shared note that we used to kind of, you know, figure out what we're talking about in the episode. And you very quickly let me know that I've already drank the damn thing on the podcast. So I had to, like, and then I'm like, all right, I got something else in the fridge. And then earlier today, I was like, you know what? I'm going to double check and make sure I have a new beer in the fridge. And sure enough, I didn't. So stopped at the store, found this, and I'm super happy. When I opened the bottle, the first thing that kind of hit me, like, not even putting the bottle, I could just smell the blueberry. It reminded me of, like, blueberry pancakes, just the sweet blueberry smell. I can still smell it right now, and I'm not even sipping on the beer or anything like that. But it has a really, really strong – well, not strong. It has a definite blueberry presence, and it's just – it's a really good beer. I rated it a 4.25 on Untappd, and let me tell you a little bit about it. It is the Trace Blueberry Stout from Dark Horse Brewing Company. 7.5% alcohol by volume, 20 IBUs, and the website says number three in our stout series. This stout is full-bodied and brewed with all malted barley and fresh blueberries added after fermentation. The nose is where you will begin to realize the stout is in a league of its own. Blueberry, chocolate, roasted aromas lead the way to a very pleasant drinking experience, which leaves you wanting the next November to arrive sooner than last year. It's available in a 4-pack. You can get a 6, you can get a half keg apparently if you want, but I'm not sure you'd get a half keg of this because it's a beer. I think, like, if I drank a bunch of this, I'd for sure end up with a headache the next morning because it is it does have a good sweetness to it. But just like the story kind of says, it has that nice thick malty texture to it. It's the blueberry. You can taste the chocolate. You can taste the kind of the roasted malts, and it's a really, really smooth, really tasty beer. There's actually some other that are in the stout series that I saw there, not realizing they were kind of part of the same series, and knowing that there's such a limited availability of these, I might have to go back and get some more. But there's one that I look like, it's called Two Cream Stout. There's another one that's an imperial stout called Plead the Fifth. There's a smoke stout. There's an oatmeal stout that's part of this. So there's 5 beers that are part of the stout series from Dark Horse. And if the other 4 are nearly as good as this one, they'll be pretty tasty beers.
Well, I think you're going to have quite the selection there of Dark Horse beers because every time you have them, you tend to really like them. So I think they're quickly becoming, and I think you even mentioned that before, quickly becoming one of your favorites.
They just make really good beer.
And it sounds different. Like, it's not just your everyday beer. It sounds like they're almost like they're going out on a ledge a little bit and coming up with something unique.
They really are. They're being creative, I would say. They're kind of thinking outside of the box when it comes to adding the flavor. And they're adding just enough flavor to taste something different when you're drinking the beer without just feeling like you're drinking just Kool-Aid with alcohol in it or anything like that. But, yeah, Dark Horse, I've had several of their beers. A bunch that I haven't even had on the show yet. But, you know, actually, 2 episodes ago, episode 45, Robert Kilimowski, I had their Thirsty Trout Porter, which was a limited release. It was really good. And going back to, I forget which episode it was. It was Pumpkin Spice All the Things. So I'm sure it was right around Thanksgiving. I had their Tunia, which again was just a really good beer.
Well, I've got something here that's different to me, and I don't even know how to say the brewery's name, but it's Ninkasi Brewing Company Vanilla Otis Oatmeal Stout. So I'm going a little bit different out of my usual ales and my usually hoppier beers. I've been drinking a little bit of this one. As you can see, it's quite dark, which is in a Nationals glass here before I spill it on my... but so it's really dark, and it's got a thicker feel to it, which is good, though, and it's fairly smooth so far. But the website says it's a divine blend of vanilla, coffee, chocolate, and roasted malt notes swirled together to create a smooth oatmeal stout with a crisp finish. The true signature of this beer comes from the addition of whole vanilla beans to the final stage of conditioning, the same process we use to dry hop a beer. Slightly sweet with a rich complexity, vanilla Otis is decadent and delicious. And the tasting notes is oatmeal stout is characterized by a roasted front flavor, smooth, rich oats, a touch of chocolate, and rich vanilla complexity imparted by the whole vanilla beans. It is bigger than a traditional stout with more alcohol body and a touch more bitterness to keep it balanced. And 50 IBU, so it's fairly high as far as that, but you don't really get that feel. But I get 7.0% alcohol by volume, and it's available year-round, and I'm going to take a sip of it.
It has nugget hops.
Whatever the hell that means, but no, it's good. It's all white meat. You get the oatmeal, you don't really... It's hard to explain. It's definitely a stout feel to it. Does have the oats in there, the oatmeal that you can taste. And I definitely taste the vanilla and I smell it a little bit more on the front there, right on my nose. But I like it a lot. I can see adding this to the regular rotation in the refrigerator. And not sure if you can get it up there, but I'd recommend it to you.
Looks good.
I'm liking it. I've only got the one bottle, though, so that's the unfortunate thing.
See, I don't have a Nationals glass to drink it out of, though.
Well, I had a stout glass. I don't know where it is.
I wonder if I drink it out of...
I've been using it a lot this week.
If I drink it out of a Tiger's glass, it might taste better. I don't know. Not if this was last season, though.
No.
No, if it was a Nationals glass, it probably tasted really good. Then all of a sudden, at the very end, it just fell off of a cliff.
Kinda. Okay. But hey, we're looking forward to April already. We're not worried about what's happened in the past. Too. There's no baseball on right now, so everybody's starting at zero.
I like baseball, regardless of, you know, whatever.
Except for those stinking Yankees, which they got Stanton, so.
They just have all the money, and, you know, and that's the thing. And it kind of makes me a little bit wish there was some sort of, like, salary cap system in Major League Baseball. But I think part of it, but again, it's Major League Baseball, it's one of those, because that's not there, you have, you know, you have teams like the Yankees who just, they'll pay whatever they have to pay to bring a bunch of A-list players on their team. And, you know, and a lot of other teams don't do that. And that's why they're not contenders every couple of years.
Well, I don't know if you've been able to see the Facebook live feed, but we've got some comments on there. We've got Kelly says, hi, Bobs. And you might know her. Elias says, what's up, guys? Holly, Happy New Year. And then my sister, who is definitely trying to be 2018's worst listener of the year again, would be Damn You're Bald, both of you. Where's the music? Dry hop, you missed the and is there an alcoholic here? So, yeah, the music isn't there because I usually add that later. So peeling a layer of the onion back a little bit. But, yeah, I guess if we do this a little bit more, I'll have to figure out how to time everything and still listen to what Rob's got to say. Because, you know, what he has to say is definitely important to me, and I value his opinion.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. We've been doing this a year now. We're veterans in the podcast world.
We learn a little bit more each week. And again, there's always still more to learn. But anyhow, looking back at last year's, definitely have come a long way from the very beginning and all those months. Well, really all that month spent just constantly going through and trying to get the audio right and try to get things. I mean, I'm sure you remember that where it's like, can we test again? And it would just be a few minutes and then it would be half an hour of trying everything and then not being happy with it. And finally, by the time we actually got to go time, which was going to be after the first of the year, I think we were ready. So we thought it might be kind of fun to look back at really where we were over the last year and kind of some of our favorite segments or favorite things that we had, just kind of reminisce as we go into year number two.
Yeah, and you know, I came up with some good things. It's funny because you kind of mentioned how we kind of grew as, you know, throughout the year, and I think we're, you know, we're still doing that. But you know, earlier I was thinking about you know, because I had mentioned, let's talk about, not necessarily go through and play the clips, because right. You know, you can figure that shit out yourself if you're listening, how to get to the clips, right? But I thought it'd be fun to just kind of talk about them a little bit. And then so we're in the Burger King place today to get the kids to burn off some energy. And I'm sitting there, you know, trying to think of some. And Kelly goes, well, you know, you can pretty much just ignore the first 10 episodes because those sucked. But which, I mean, you know, in hindsight, she probably wasn't too far off on that. No. So I do have a couple. Actually, I have a couple specific segments or clips, and then I have a couple of just episodes as well that I really like. So,
okay,
you want me to go first? You gonna go first?
Go ahead. You're on the roll here. I actually have two that I picked that were in that first 10. Only I think because of the concept, maybe not so much the execution. But you go ahead. We'll see if we have any that match.
We won't have at least two of them overlapping though. So I have two of each. So
okay,
my first episode. Is episode my first episode that is one of my favorite is episode 18, Betty White Is Not Dead.
Okay.
And one of the reasons that I like it is because elderly listener, who's also my mother, of course, was a special guest on the show, and I think it was the first time that I felt like we just kind of had a lot of fun with it. Like it wasn't so structured because we had somebody else on the line with us. So it brought another voice into the episode, and I'm sure you could get a really good sense of like the chemistry between my mother and I, and mm-hmm. you know, kind of that just throwing jabs. You can tell where I got that from, is pushing buttons and throwing jabs, because she's really good at it. So it was kind of funny listening to my mother and I's mine and your banter, because we just do that anyway, right? But then also adding my mom in, and then you kind of jumping in there sometimes too, and then like saying the little things, because my mom tends to just like talk and talk sometimes. So like she'd be talking, we're just making comments, and she's not even picking up on what we're saying. She's
not even listening.
So I thought that was just a really, really good episode, and I still enjoy listening to that one.
I went back, and that was a good time, and I think it was one of those that we really, and again, it was early on, like you say, it was 18, so it's a ways back now if we do essentially one of these a week counting back, but it really took us out of just you and me, and it involved somebody else who was able to keep up and really had only been a part of this through listening to it, so it was kind of cool to have her there. And yeah, I learned a lot about you in that, and a lot about her in that. And I already appreciated her for the things that she said on Facebook, or the little comments and the calls and things that she did earlier on when we added the phone number. But it just was really kind of cool to see really where you came from as far as your personality. So yeah, I did enjoy that one too. But mine, I mostly did clips, like things that I could look back on and see that those were really fun. And again, it might not be the execution because some of these are early on, but the first one was from episode 4, which was Inconvenient Pooping, where we talked about the things that we do to drive our wives crazy. And one of those was going to the bathroom at inopportune times, that, you know, maybe it's time to do the kids, bath or brushing their teeth or whatever, and well, I gotta go, you know, take a dump, and disappearing. So sometimes you can't help it, sometimes you gotta go, but there are other times that, and Doug Shepherd just popped up, said that was one of my favorites too.
And by the way, Kelly also said that she never said any episodes sucked. Fake news. She did.
No,
she did.
I understand what she means. And episode that both you and I agree, we just weren't, and it was really early on. And again, we knew we were going to learn. And even back then, we would have an episode, like, we'll put it out there, but episode 3, that we were both just tired and we weren't really quite sure. And it was, again, very early on. And we'd have other episodes that we thought, oh, that's really good, and we really liked it. But then looking back at it, we've had better ones since then. So I kind of like the trajectory of going up, and I don't expect it to plateau anytime soon. I think as we continue to get on with this, it'll hopefully only get better.
Howard Stern, watch out. We're coming for you.
No, but also, episode 4 was the first episode that we did the What Are We Drinking segment. We hadn't been drinking 1 through 3, and maybe that would have helped episode 3 if we had some beer.
Speaking of which, the lost episode, as we call it, the only episode we ever said we're not putting this out because it's that bad.
Yeah, we did. I forgot about that.
God, remember the lost episode?
It was right before 10, I think. I think it was like between that 9 and 10.
Yeah.
And we skipped a week, and I don't remember exactly what we did, but I know we did have an extra one in there. But what's your next one?
So my next one is a clip, and that is from episode 13. It can't be as bad as Vomit. Okay. And that's when we did the Bean Boozled challenge.
Bean Boozled. That was fun.
By the way, I still have my Bean Boozled box right here next to the monitor. And by the way, I haven't eaten any of those god-awful things since we recorded the episode, but...
I'd forgotten about those.
Yes. And actually, where was I? I was somewhere over the last week or so, and there was a whole section of Bean Boozled stuff, and I'm just like, why do people put themselves through this?
Well, it's I mean, it was fun, I remember the concept of it and why we decided to do it, but it was a good time. It made for a funny episode.
None of us had puked on the air before, so we figured, try to...
I was really close. I think it was the fish one.
Oh, that was better. What did I get? Did I get the rotten eggs?
Spoiled milk. Well, you got the spoiled milk, rotten eggs.
Oh, yeah. The spoiled milk was just god-awful.
They were bad. One of my favorites, too, was episode 9. So, again, I went two that were pre-10. So, Jaden Smith. The Jaden Smith segment where Jaden provided all his little... ideas about the universe and life, and that was fun. I think more so just because we realized how stupid he was to be able to say all those things. But I like that one. That one was fun.
Jaden Smith has all the wisdoms.
Yeah, I think that was one of the first ones where we really just had a really good time doing it. And I think just because the idea, the fun of playing those clips really kind of helped us along there.
I think so. My next one, here, I'm going to go to another episode, was episode 28, Bureau of Drug Money Collection.
I have that too. Mostly because of the crazy news, the reenactment of the 911 call.
This was I felt like you really just kind of, I went in saying, Robert, just cue up the 911 calls.
Yes.
I got this. Yeah. I got this. So I prepared. I really developed a character, and I just stuck with that character throughout it, and I knew it was good because Kelly actually told me how stupid I was when I was done. I'm like, yes, just what I wanted to hear. I just,
yeah. Even Melissa did that too. She said, did he prepare those? So, yeah, we talked about it ahead of time. So he made his whole list and just kept playing the sound bites of the 911 dial and the phone call and let him roll.
I don't do a whole lot of preparing for this show. I kind of... Robert's the
another
the
organizer.
Robert's the organizer. I'm just the, just hit record and let's just start flinging shit at happens. The wall and just kind of see where the episode takes us. So, that's why I think we waited a year before we started doing Facebook Live because, that could be dangerous. But good news is, so far, I think it's going well. And that clip, I thought, or that episode, I thought as a whole... just was a good episode, followed by or capped off by the 911 calls as the drug dealer who was calling in the 911 because they stole his drug money and he wanted it back.
Well, I'll do two. Well, how many more do you have?
I have one more.
Okay. Well, I'll go through mine fairly quickly because I went through and I just kept finding, I really like that. And I obviously missed some because there were some good ones in there, but, TTP 017 Flavor Explosion. We did the edible arrangements, which turned out weren't really edible arrangements from the pictures that were there, but it was the Bloody Marys.
Karen just said, Rob's mic is drunk.
It's probably from your breathing on it.
I've been breathing on my mic, and it's just getting a contact buzz.
Yeah, so Flavor Explosion, and then the let's see, TTB 025, We're Practically Famous, which was the episode that we talked about our brush with fame, but also was the gross shit that people do. Pooping in the thing at work and all that stuff. See, we had a good time with that.
That was kind of when we were in the midst of, we had a string of episodes where we just talked a lot about poop to the point where, again, the feedback I was getting was, would you guys lay off the poop just a little bit for a couple episodes? So, and I think we have kind of gotten over that until, give it a couple minutes. We'll be talking about a poop news story, by the way. But anyway, my last one, this is the only time, I've cried happy tears on this show a few times, but this one was, I was laughing so hard at times, I couldn't even talk, was... the segment of the trashiest tattoos from episode 23, Love to Dough.
Yes.
Some of those tattoos, man, were just absolutely hilarious. And then just, and when we do those like lists or things like that, I usually don't read them ahead of time because I want it to be natural and organic. I don't want to know what to expect out of it. So I looked at a couple of them, and then once we actually got on there and started talking about them and just getting like hitting that next button and seeing the next image that popped up in the caption that came along with it, just, oh man, it was one, to me, it was the funniest moment so far on our show.
There were some good ones in there for sure. Okay, well, that was your last one?
That's my last one, yeah.
All right. Well, you already covered 28, which was the drug money. Snack machine was fun. We talked about snacks, and that wasn't really the good part, but I think it was that snacks one. I can't remember exactly what beers that you had, and I should have looked at that, but by the end, and I put the picture of you sitting basically slumped down in your chair at the end, made it into the show art, but you were gone. By the end of the episode.
Was so that the one where my mic fell off of the...
Your mic fell off, you were slurring, you were... I don't know. It was just a good time. But I just remember laughing, and I think even the next day, or some even that night, I got messages about how awful you felt, and you just didn't have a good night.
Oh, man. It was so worth it, though. In the name of the show, it was well worth... However I felt that night, I was feeling good right then.
It's good. Well, the other one I had was episode 33, Socks at the Beach, where we talked about judging people. And I think end of the episode, I was pretty much judging you for the most part.
Yeah, it was pretty much, you know, Robert just told Rob all the things that he hates about him and anybody who resembles anything, who he is as a person, what he wears, how he drives, what he drives.
Yeah, guys wearing flip-flops, driving a pickup truck.
Yeah, no, it was really good. It was... Really did a lot for my self-esteem. My therapist says that, you know, I've made a lot of headway since then, though. But just kidding. I don't see a therapist. Should have been more specific and said, like, hey, a couple of things. You got a whole list. I like episodes 1 through 47.
Yeah, it was a slippery slope. The guy smuggling $1.2 million worth of fajitas, Cheetos or chips, how to eat nuggets in the car, best Christmas movies. Those were some of the more recent ones, and I didn't want to only pick recent ones, so I went pretty much all the way back to the beginning, just about. So it's been fun. So hopefully everybody enjoyed those as well. And if you've got any others that you think maybe should have been on that list, or maybe ones that made the list that really didn't deserve it, let us know.
Yeah, if anybody watching here on Facebook Live from the Peanut Gallery has any feedback on their favorite episodes or moments, feel free. Let's see. Karen Green says, Rob drunk dialing T2B. What's T2B?
Oh, the two Bobs, TTB is what she means.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Do you have the clip for that, just so we can replay it, just to relive that moment in Two Bobs history when I drank a bottle of wine and then called the Two Bobs voicemail, which, by the way, are, oh, here it is.
Are probably the coolest Bobs of all the Bobs.
What episode was Rob drunk? That was the end of episode 31.
The question, Dad... That's my father-in-law, by the way. The question is, which episode was Rob not drunk? That's what
varying degrees, but probably one of the worst ones. And I'll
that was a good. That was especially drunk, that episode.
Yeah, episode 31, Snack Machine.
All right. Oh, there we go. Cully clued in with what episode is he not drunk? What do we got next on the docket tonight?
Well, we can talk a little bit of Star Wars.
We could.
We can go straight. We can go to the passwords.
Oh, man. Well, you saw Star Wars, right?
We did. Yeah. We liked it a lot, and I think I still need to go back and listen to Take Two and see kind of what their maybe aggressive there was the Star Wars nerd take on it. But we just went into it with the idea to really see what the movie was about and see what the fuss was and see if it really lived up to the rest of them. And I think it did. We really enjoyed it. We walked out, and even Benjamin, who looked at me, it was for his birthday, he looked and he just said, that was a great movie. So, I mean, being for his birthday and to have him say that he really liked the movie, he got a little restless a couple of times because being 8, that's a long time to sit. So
yeah, it's a long movie. It's good, though. I mean, it's good, but it definitely had its... You know, I feel like maybe it could have been a little bit shorter, but, you know, I didn't feel like any parts like dragged on, though, and where I just wish they'd get to the next scene or anything like that. But, yeah, Colin's been wanting to see it, and it's PG-13, and Kelly's been giving me a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, Ben and Colin are the same age, and I don't think there was really anything in there. I took him to see Civil War, the Marvel version, the Marvel Civil War movie, when it came out, and that one I think had a couple things in there that I know one time I covered his eyes. There was a guy that they were killing, and they were trying to drown him in a tub, I guess, but that wasn't really that great. But that's really the only thing, and I covered his eyes during it because I didn't want him to see that. But it had a little bit more violence in there, so I've been a lot more careful with that sort of thing. But I didn't expect Star Wars to be at that level, and I don't think it was. And there was not really any language, and he laughed at a few things too. So it had just the right mix.
No, I think it was just, you know, it. I think it, there. It was just edgy enough to be PG-13, but at the same time, like, you know, Star Wars has never been into blood or gore or language or anything like that. I might just have to take them. We'll see. I got to convince Kelly.
Lighten up, Kelly.
So, moving on.
Yeah.
So, 2017's over. A lot of shit happened 2017. Equifax got hacked. Uber got hacked. All these places got hacked. And I bring up Equifax because the reason they got hacked wasn't because they didn't have good security. It's because their password was just, like, password or something like that. So... So that leads perfectly into our next segment, which is the list of the worst passwords of 2017, and how it proves that people still seem to either just not get it or enjoy being hacked.
Yes, pretty much. Now I think both you and I use password managers, and there's something to be said for randomizing the passwords and having somebody else remember it. And for the longest time, I always use the same thing. And maybe I'll put a 123 at the end, and as you'll see, that's a fairly common way to kind of mask it. But a password manager, there's LastPass that I use, 1Password that you use. With all the sites that are getting hacked these days, basically any site that you've registered with, if you're using the same password, once that site gets hacked, then they're going to try those passwords on everything else, all the popular ones.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what happened to me a couple years ago. Was I used the same user ID and password for everything, and one of these places of mine, a retailer, got hacked into online. They got into my account somehow, and then all of a sudden I started having all these other sites that I even freaking out and realizing what I had done and going in and starting to like randomize all my passwords, I still had some issues later on. Luckily, most of these sites were sold, and I have a habit of not storing credit card information on websites unless it is tokenized through PayPal or something like that. I just don't do it. But still, I think most people tend to just replicate the same user ID and password. In fact, I mean, just... At work, I'll be setting up a password for a client of mine to get access, and they're like, oh, ABC123, it won't let me use it. It's like, no, it won't let you use it. And then why do you think it won't let you use that? It's because, like, same thing with a PIN number for a debit card or a credit card. No, we won't let you use 1234. We won't let you use your address. We won't let you use the year you were born. Why? Because that shit is really easy to figure out if you drop your wallet, right? Anyway, some of these that are on this list here are pretty funny. So this is the top 25 shittiest passwords for 2017. I don't know where they source these from, but I'm sure the password managing company /data scoured a list of 5 million leaked passwords obtained from a variety of websites to figure out the world's most popular passwords, and it appears people haven't learned their lessons since 2015. So this is actually source data from a third party to the shittiest passwords that were popular passwords people actually use. So, by the way, if you're listening, whether it be on Facebook Live or later on, once we release the episode on Monday the 1st, go ahead and just change it. Just change the password. Make it your New Year's resolution. So maybe we'll just do like five do them in groups of five at a time here, and just kind of. Number. Well, I feel like, you know what? Let's start with number 25.
Yep.
You gotta work your way up, right? So number 25 is trust no one, where one is actually spelled, or instead of being spelled out with a word, is just the number one. Number Two is QAZWSX.
Ah, clever.
Which is actually just the first letter on the keyboard of the first three rows, and then the second letter in the on the rows of the keyboard. 23 is whatever. 22 is freedom. 21 is hello.
Oh man, yeah, those are pretty bad. Number 20 is master. Number 19 is password, but the O is a zero, so it looks like they tried to mix it up a little bit because nobody would try that.
And you just know that somebody said, well, I thought it would be secure because I used a zero instead of an O, right? Like, nobody's figured that out by now.
Number 18, dragon.
Damn, that's what I use for everything.
No, I do dragon 1, 2, 3. That'll teach them. Number 17, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And number 16 is Star Wars.
Oh. 15 is ABC 1, 2, 3, which has got to be just the...
Yeah.
Number 14, login. Number 13, monkey. Number 12, welcome. Number 11, admin. Looking at you, Equifax.
Number 10, I love you.
That's been around a long time.
Number 9, football. Number 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Number 7, let me in.
You're asking for it.
Yeah. Number 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Probably because their whatever website or app just required at least 9 characters. Number 5 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 4 is QWERTY, which is just the first 5 letters on the on a standard QWERTY keyboard. 6 letters. Yeah. Number 3 is 1, 2, 3. Can't edit that out, can you? Number 3. Quite a scary caller. Number 3 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Number 2 is password with a capital P.
Ooh.
For you clever people out there. And now the number 1 worst, most used, shittiest password is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. So change your passwords. And our little notes here, we've got, looks like your dad there is 5555, pretty secure. And it didn't make it on this list, so I would gather that it is pretty safe to use that.
So, I was like, you'll see that my father-in-law's posted, Rob, can you look at my printer? And this is kind of, it's turned into a running joke. He's serious, though. Every time I go over there, I swear to God, the story is, our printer's broke. They don't even use it. Like, I will hook the printer up, get it in working order. They will never use it until one time when they go to print something, and somehow it has broken itself between that time and the time where they go to use it. And I'm more than happy. I'll fix their printer a million times for them if they want, but it's kind of funny. So, of course, last weekend, Christmas Eve, hey, Rob, can you look at our printer when you get a chance? So we were over there on Christmas Day, and I said, you know, better go look at the printer. I don't know. I went into Word, opened it up, typed in test, hit print, and printed just fine. So somehow he will manage to not be able to print, though.
A reboot.
It gets to the point where they just, if it stops printing, he'll just throw it away and go buy a new printer and be like, yeah, I need you to hook this up. And I'll be like, all right, cool, and then I'll fix it for you next time I come over. So
it's the same as the old one.
People don't seem to like my belching on the air, by the way.
That's fine. And it's what I tried to do. I need to clean out some of my words here.
None of these people are the boss of me, though. So
no, nobody that. Is. Well, nobody. The last thing about passwords
that's not me. That's Robert, by the way.
That was. Yeah. The last thing about the passwords. Well, yeah. Before we get on to crazy news is, again, use a password manager. I can't tell you how easy it's made life with either creating passwords, saving them. I have one password that I remember, and it's the password utility. And then really from the end of that, it's just, again, that password. The rest of it's all stored there. You don't have to do anything. Every single one is different. So if somebody gets into my LinkedIn, my Facebook, my bank, all that stuff is secure and I don't have to worry about it. And it'll even tell me, and LastPass will actually tell me too, that a site that I have saved has been hacked. So I can go through and tell, everything is double encrypted. So nobody has any idea what it is. If you lose that password, you're stuck. But anyhow, password manager, either LastPass, 1Password, there's other ones out there, but can't go wrong with either one of those.
No, they both work. And by the way, randomizing your passwords is the devil. It's the worst thing you'll ever have to do. But, you know, highly recommended.
Yes, sir. You ready for some crazy news?
Yeah, obviously. All right. Let's do it. I'm going to talk about old people and weed this week. Christmas weed. Christmas weed. So this first story comes... it's an homage to Christmas and old people, and it says, by the way, this is from NBC Channel 4 out of Washington.
Yeah, out of here.
So it's in your neck of the woods.
This was sent in by a listener, too. It was sent in by a gentleman from the Take Two podcast, which we talked about last week, but he sent me this note with this one in here, and he also lives in this area, so I just thought it was funny and thought it'd be worth sharing.
So this says, oh, Christmas weed busted. Elderly couple pay says, damn it. Edit this out.
Too late.
Now, see, now our Facebook listeners will be able to watch how I just...
botch it.
How the end, toward the end, it gets rough. Okay, oh, Christmas weed. Busted elderly couple says 60 pounds of pot intended for holiday presents. Officers found bags of marijuana in the Toyota Tacoma driven by the 80-year-old man and 83-year-old women.
An elderly couple who was arrested in Nebraska with 60 pounds of marijuana in their truck told officers that the drugs were meant to be Christmas presents. The New York Times reports the couple were arrested Tuesday by the York County Sheriff's Department after they were stopped for a traffic violation. Officers found the large bags of marijuana in the Toyota Tacoma driven by 80-year-old Patrick Duran and his 70-year-old wife, Barbara. Officials initially gave her age as 83. The couple told officials they were driving from California to Vermont. They were being held in the York County jail on suspicion of felony drug charges. So I know your dad's on here, an elderly costler. See, this is the end of the episode. Elderly listener is somewhere listening. So would anybody you know be driving? I know my mom wouldn't. She wouldn't be driving across the country with 60 pound of weed to give out as presents, but anybody in your family or anybody in your immediate vicinity there and your friends or relatives that would do that?
No, not even an ounce. It's, maybe I hang out with the wrong or hang out with the right people, I guess, where I just
flip a coin.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. And I mean, this is pretty funny though. So I love, first off, I love the fact that they were using Christmas as a crutch or a scapegoat, yeah. Why it was okay to carry 60 pounds of weed. No. We were spreading Christmas cheer. This was being given to... It would have only been better if they had been like, actually, this was being donated to the church for their Christmas party. Celebration on Christmas Day.
Yeah, and 60 pounds doesn't seem like it's that much, but looking at this picture, it's between 20 and 25 bags that look like, well, I mean, like large grocery, they're in clear plastic, but they're larger.
Well, it's like grass clippings or lawn clippings, right? Like yeah. a huge bag of lawn clippings doesn't weigh that much. So like, it's light stuff, I think. I don't know. I don't remember having held a large bag of marijuana at any point where I would like know that it doesn't weigh a ton, but I think you'd need a lot of marijuana to add up to 60 pounds.
Yeah, and one of them looks like it's in that big plastic tub that you get the giant, what are they, the animal crackers in there? The big like 5 gallon jug, the 5 gallon jar or jug of the animal crackers or big balls of Cheetos, or not the Cheetos, but the cheese puffs. So think about 25 of those. And it's 60 pounds of pot intended for holiday presents, probably just to sell. And I mean, I guess there's areas in the country that allow it. So maybe they were looking to distribute it somehow, but
I don't know. But even then, even if they allow it, you can't just like stand in an alley and sell it. Like you have to be like, I think there's gotta be licenses yeah. and things like, you know, that the states are only approving it because they want to get the tax revenue from it. And if you're selling it on a street corner, they're probably not. Let's say these people aren't 1099 this shit, right? they're not paying taxes on it, right? First off, they were gifting it. So they were probably, maybe they're going to write it off. I don't know. With the new tax reform, maybe they can write off up to $14,000 in weed they've donated to people. I don't know how that works. Nonetheless,
well, I know somebody who's looking to represent them. Does Eric Shepard there looks like he's willing to represent them?
He doesn't care how dirty you are. He'll take your case.
Anything for a buck. You know how those people are.
Yeah, no, he's not chasing ambulances down the street or anything like that. We'll say that much
yet. What's this? What's our second story?
So we've talked about, you know, I mentioned like, if you go back to episode 35, Pumpkin Spice, all the things, we talked about the mad pooper who was just kept defecating in front of this lady's house. Or was it in front of her house?
She was out on a run. It was in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
That's right. And that leads us to our last story of the day here at the Two Bobs, where we talk about the news. And it is the Huffington Post article, Mystery Pooper Terrorizing Lawns of New York Town. Police say there's been little movement on the investigation. And it says someone's pooping on the lawns of Orchard Park, New York. But police say they don't have much to go on. The first mystery pooping was reported November 8th by a woman who told police she found feces and tissue outside her home.
I wonder if it was the Amazon driver, but this one actually wiped, evidently. It says the woman also thought she saw the poop-a-trader was a jogger and that it had happened on more than one occasion, Orchard Park.
Poop-a-trader.
A lot of puns in this one. Little movement, poop-a-trader. Orchard Park Police Lieutenant Jason Scheidel told Buffalo News, although police say they only received one complaint, an ad placed in the Orchard Park Penny Saver earlier this month suggested the public dumping had happened numerous times. The ad, warning of security cameras and increased patrols, is signed by the homeowners whose property you invaded.
Oh, that's awesome. So there's an actual sign.
Yeah, they've got a sign. Well, this was an ad that they put in the Penny Saver, which nobody reads.
So look here, I got to read that. It says, to the person / jogger who is pooping on our lawns in the village of OP, you are violating a health ordinance that prohibits depositing untreated sewage on land or water. You are putting our neighborhood at a serious health risk, especially children. We have installed trail cams to identify you. The Orchard Park Police are increasing patrols in our area. The homeowners whose property you invaded. There's a stop sign with stop with two exclamation points in the upper right-hand corner.
It says, despite the increased surveillance, an employee of the Orchard Park Police Department told Huffington Post that there has not been much progress on the case since the initial report. And then this has been a big year for public poopers, and there's a couple of them in there.
I mean, just... And by the way, the mad pooper story made that list too. This is it's a new trend for 2017, Robert. It's, you know, I mean, all that movement when you're doing your jog, you're out for your walk, you know, stuff starts to move around, you know, sometimes you just got to drop trowel and squat and just go caveman right there.
Well, I'm glad she wiped because I'm sure that would have been itchy.
By the way, I'm drinking a Black Rocks Coconut Brown, which has been featured on the Two Bobs podcast in the past. It's good. Although not as good as my Dark Horse Trace Blueberry Stout, which was phenomenal.
I wouldn't expect it to be. Well, we got a couple last comments before we sign off here, but Karen has continued to add her...
Betrayer.
I know. Sounds like an untapped market for a port-a-bidet.
I mean...
Boss,
that's not a bad deal.
Why do old people have to print so much? We have the same problem with my father-in-law, says Holly. And Holly also said she wanted to take her 7-year-old to see Star Wars, but thought it might be too long for her to sit. And it could be.
I don't know. I'm just going to take Colin anyway.
It'll be fine. Long as he can sit through it. I couldn't think of, again, one thing that I thought that really wasn't good. Cassidy popped in, said, don't discriminate against Cheetos. Cheaters are chips, too. And Karen had a suggestion for a password, Cheetos 1234. And there she is again, Cheetos. All right, Cassidy, I'm sorry, but Cheetos are not chips. We dedicated a whole episode to
that. We've already figured this out. We gave a whole episode to it just to prove that Cheetos are not chips.
No, that's it. Well, is that episode 47? Where can everybody reach us before we sign off?
You can reach us. I'm going to get it right this week. Fucked it up last week. www.thetwobobs.com, where you can find all of our episodes, all of our links to social things. You can find out all the beers we've had on the episodes, unless you want to just stare at my wall behind us here. You can find out a lot of good stuff. Or you can find us on the social things at Two Bobs Podcast. You can call us.
Yeah, I noticed that you had a phone number.
I'm kind of sad that elderly listener hasn't popped into the Facebook Live here.
She's going to be upset that she missed it.
Oh, this is like a party we have going on. I kind of like this because we're talking. I'm kind of just glancing at the screen here at the same time, just reading some of the comments and chiming in here and there. But anyway, yes, we do have a phone number. That phone number is 530-882-BOBS. That's 530-882-2627. You can call us. You can send us an SMS text message with your
mobile
device. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. Have a great new year, everybody, and be safe. And if you're going to be drinking and heading out to a party, get a Lyft.
I almost used one to get my ass back to the dealership yesterday to pick up my truck, but luckily we had somebody here who was able to watch the kids for a few minutes.
Well, you should have used one when you were over there at Hopcat, because it seemed like you guys were having a good time.
Oh, my God. We had a good time, and we had to like park in a public lot, which was a couple blocks away from the restaurant, and it was just so godforsaken cold. Like, it was just like nails on your forehead, like my forehead and my ears. I was seconds away from frostbite, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, well. Well, hope you have a great new year, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you later.
Bye.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.
Oh, you chugged that one.